Another round of locker room chats continuing this week. KNZA 103.9 coming up on week 5 of the high school football season. Now we'll talk Troy Trojans football, and that's with head coach Derek Jasper. It is presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, a lot to dissect from the game last Friday night at Centralia. Panthers able to get the win, though, 20-19. We'll dive into it a little bit, but just what were a few key takeaways from that?
Hey, yeah, a really good football game. I think two solid football teams. I mean, I don't know if either team's like state contender type team, but two very good football teams, I thought. Pretty well-played football game. I mean, we had a couple interceptions, but both of those were on third and long, so they were about as good as punts, and I think they had a turnover that was right maybe on the last play of the half. So a few penalties on each team, but overall a really well-played football game, I thought. Defense, you know, both defenses played well at times, and scoring points was a little bit of a premium, and we kind of knew that going in. But a great game, you know, it comes down to a one-point game where it's, you know, always a lot of shoulda, coulda, woulda's in a one-point game, a lot of second-guessing, and, you know, you lose sleep over some of them on some decisions you make. But overall, you know, you got to live with those decisions and know that it's only week 4 and hope that your team can get better from it in the long run. I thought Centralia's run defense was probably the difference in the game. We had 23 carries for 32 yards only, and I think 8 of those carries went for negative yards. So they were able to put 5 and sometimes 6 in the box and stop our run game, and that was kind of disappointing on our end because we weren't able to be very balanced. They kind of made us one-dimensional, and even though our passing game was very effective, it was disappointing that we couldn't run the ball. I thought they had a quarterback that made a great play on a kind of an ad-lib play where it looked like he was going to run, and then tossed it for that long play on their last drive to set up the touchdown. That was just a great all-around play. And then the same kid, of course, makes a great hustle play to knock Jared out of bounds on the last play of the game. So a game full of big-time plays by a lot of big-time players, and just kind of fun to be a part of, but it's not a fun one to lose.
Yeah, it's the first loss of the year for you, and really as a head coach and a staff, you probably just want to see after a game like that how the team responds in practice. Do you feel like the guys have come out strong, putting it behind them, getting ready for a new one this week?
Oh, yeah. The kids always are pretty resilient to losses. They seem to get over it faster than us coaches sometimes, so that's a good thing, and they can kind of pick your spirits back up also, and, you know, just a good bounce-back time for us. You know, I told the kids, and I told you, I think even last week, that a week 4 game wasn't going to make or break our season. You know, I know we wanted a shot at that league title that Centralia's kind of owned, and now will continue to own. They're kind of the king of the mountain in our league, and thought we had an opportunity to possibly win a league championship this year, but the biggest thing about it was now we're 0-1 in the district, and, you know, we got a very tough district, and it's going to be difficult, and we've kind of made our road a little bit tougher and trying to get the best seed we can in the district for the playoffs. So that was the biggest part of the game, but if we can learn and grow from some of the mistakes we made and learn from it, it'll be worthwhile.
And going back just a second, you mentioned Centralia's run defense kind of being the key for them to get that win, but the passing offense was there for you, and a heavy burden put on the shoulders of Reagan Hartman at quarterback. He throws for over 300 and those 3 touchdowns. It's just really cool to see the way he's kind of blossoming into this really reliable starter and piece for your team, considering it's his first year as a starting quarterback at the varsity level.
Yeah, he makes good decisions. I mean, I know he threw a couple of interceptions, but those were on third and long, and they were just kind of overthrows, and we were trying to get a big chunk play because it was third and long, and that was the problem. We were in third and long and second and long too much. And even though we made some great plays in the passing game, and he had a couple of guys there, Jarrett North and Bowden Bennett, that made some outstanding catches for him also. But good efficiency there. That was the way we were able to move the ball some in that game. He's done a good job for us. You know, it's hard to believe he's only been a starting varsity quarterback for 4 weeks. But our offensive line, even though we didn't get any run game going, I thought we did protect him pretty well. I don't think he got sacked all night. So I guess kudos to them there, but I was just disappointed that we couldn't get the run game going.
Panthers able to get the win 20-19. Troy turns the page now, and they'll get more Hill Mounts Academy this week in a non-district tilt. We'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. Continuing our conversation with Troy head coach Derek Jasper. Locker room chats getting you set for week 5 of high school football. It's a non-district game this week. You get Morehill Mounts Academy. But real quick, just kind of want to gauge where you and the coaching staff kind of believe the team is at right now. We are halfway through the regular season, getting ready for week five now. What's the gauge on the team right now through 4 weeks, maybe compared to the start of the year?
Well, we still think we can be a really good team. Our defense, I think, is solid. I think we kind of rely on them a little bit, even when we can't move the ball well. But we've also had some explosive offensive play. So I really like our balance. Our schedule remaining is very difficult, but three of our first four were on the road. So now we have three of our last four regular season games at home. So that's going to be really nice to get back on our home court, our home field, I guess, starting with a homecoming game this week against Morehill, a non-league game, a non-district game, a team we haven't played for a handful of years, but so we don't really know their personnel that well. I think it'll be a tough matchup for us. They're really big. They're going to outsize us. Got a nice offensive line, nice defensive line, and then a quarterback who can throw and run and make plays. So really a team we have to be prepared for. We can't, you know, let the Centralia loss lead to another loss. We can't be hung over from that game. We've really got to focus in on this game, even though it's non-league, non-district. And I think with it being homecoming week, that'll help with that excitement.
And you may have answered this next question, but just kind of what stands out to you and your coaches about this Morehill Mounts Academy team. Again, they're big up front, very good quarterback, athletic. Is that kind of the couple things that do jump off the page at you?
Yeah, of course, Joyce kid jumps off the page, and Harris at quarterback, you know, he got quite a bit of pub and ink in the offseason for some of the things he can do, and they got a lot of other nice players around them, and they really are, they can really run the ball, they line up and can smash it down your throat, and then they can throw it around, spread you out and throw it around, so really kind of a tough prep for our defense, you know, having to be able to stop the run, and then also a spread game. They do use some different formations on offense. Some old school formations where they're under center and then they spread. So a little bit like Centralia, but maybe a little bit more pass oriented than Centralia was against us. So a tough prep there. And then, you know, we got to try to find a way to move those guys and get some run game going when we're on offense. They've got some big bodies over there that I don't really think we're going to move too far. We just got to be able to pop some openings so that we can get something going on our inside run game and on our perimeter run game, because we just don't want to be one dimensional again.
Finally, Coach, a couple keys to the game against Morehill and the expectations, what you want to see on Friday night?
Again, just a bounce-back attitude. I want to see us flying around, you know, eliminate some of these penalties that we are getting, you know, and they weren't major, major penalties, but we just need to eliminate some of those and keep our turnovers down. One of the things against Australia, we've been forcing so many turnovers, and we didn't get all those, so we want to get back and win the takeaway battle. And, you know, just be balanced, run and pass, and then we got to tackle really well in open field, because they're going to spread us out and use some of their athletes to run. So I think those are the keys, and hopefully we can do those.
A non-league, non-district game this Friday for Troy. They're back at home taking on Morehill Mounts Academy. The Ravens coming off a loss to Pleasant Ridge. They sit at 2-2. Troy is 3-1. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Derek Jasper joining us. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.